Yo, hey, hi, how you doing? Welcome to Front Page Tech, the show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. Two very important things before we get into the news, two important updates. Number one, Spectrum Swapper is almost to 1,000 subscribers. That's our gaming channel, if you weren't aware. I'm going to link it down in the description below. If you like games, if you like us, go subscribe to that channel. Help us get to 1,000 over there. And then the second thing is the FPT podcast, episode number 100 is coming up. And we decided that we were going to make that stream available to the public, to everyone. That will be tomorrow. That's Thursday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to tune in, be sure to do that. We're going to be doing like live Q&A and all that stuff. It's full of shenanigans and I can't promise anything. I can't promise it's going to be good. But we're going to be streaming it live. So tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. News. It has been a hot minute, as the kids say, since Google has given us any substantial updates with Project Fi, their MVNO, except today. We got some group plans today. If you didn't know, the basic plan for Project Fi costs $20 a month, and it's $10 per gigabyte on Project Fi, but now their group plans will allow you to add users for $15 per user. Of course, as expected, it's still unlimited talk and text. That $10 per gigabyte is really cool because some months you're going to use more, some months you're going to use less, and you're never paying too much with Project Fi. That's what I really like about it. The only problem is I've had it personally. I've used it. And my review of Project Fi would kind of just be like, We've talked about the Microsoft band here before on the show. More specifically, we've talked about the fact that they're not going to be making another one, a third one, a Microsoft Band 3. They stopped selling Microsoft Band 2, and apparently they weren't going to make a third one. But they did. They did make a third one, and then they canceled it. So here, reportedly, are the leaked images of Microsoft Band 3, something that no one will ever be able to get ever because it's canceled. I was never really into Microsoft Band, but to be fair, I'm not into wearables, period. There's just nothing about them that really sells them to me just yet. But if any of you have a Microsoft Band or have had a Microsoft Band, let us know in the comment section what you thought of it. And are you disappointed that there will be no Microsoft Band 3 and you never got your hand on this band? All right. Something that is really great about Front Page Tech is that if you watch it, most likely you'll find out about things before said things actually become real things. Like Amazon Music Unlimited. This is obviously a service that will directly compete with Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play Music, and the other ones. The biggest difference, though, the thing that sets Amazon Music Unlimited apart from the other guys, is the price. For Amazon Prime members, it's only $7.99 per month, or $79 per year. Now, that is actually cheaper than we first reported on this show. When the rumors were circulating and everything, it was looking like it was going to be a fixed price of $10 per month. So it's awesome to see that for Amazon Prime members. It is $7.99. That is totally awesome. It also helps that the app looks really good. And it gets even better for you if you have an Echo. Another thing that we've been saying for weeks about this new service is that there's going to be two different tiers in terms of price. And if you have an Amazon Echo, it will be cheaper for you. And that is completely true. You will be paying only $3.99 if you have an Amazon Echo. That is awesome. This is almost like too good to pass up. And I would say as long as the library is nearly the same, like in terms of how much music you can find on Amazon Music Unlimited compared to the other guys, it is a pretty good deal. The only thing that I would say sets specifically Spotify apart from these guys is the fact that the discoverability features on Spotify are way better than anything else out there. There's no arguing that. But I would still say that it's worth a try. I'm curious, what do you guys think? Are you interested in Amazon Music Unlimited? Comment section below. On the last episode, we talked about how if you buy a Pixel phone from Verizon as opposed to Google, that Verizon will be the ones actually handling your software updates and delivering them to your phone. Of course, if you buy it from Google, you'll get the updates from Google directly. And I said that's very, very disappointing to hear because one of the biggest issues with Android is the fragmentation, and the biggest cause of fragmentation when it comes to what phones have the latest software update is the carriers themselves just being extremely slow in delivering those updates, if they even decide to deliver them at all. But now we have an official statement from Verizon, and they say, it's fine, brother.
It'll be fine. We're going to deliver it on time. Don't you worry, your pretty little ass.
Well, I mean, they said something like that. They said, first and foremost, all operating system and security updates to the Pixel devices will happen in partnership with Google. In other words, when Google releases an update, Verizon phones will receive the same update at the same time, much like iOS updates. Verizon will not stand in the way of any major updates, and users will get all updates at the same time as Google. They also mentioned that if you buy the phone through them, Verizon, the phone will be carrier unlocked, so you can use it wherever you want. They did state, though, that they will be pre-installing three apps, which is the reason I'm assuming how and why the partnership with Google even happened in the first place. The apps are Go90, their video streaming thing, Verizon's video streaming thing. The other one is My Verizon for account management through Verizon. And then, of course, Verizon Messages, your messaging app with Verizon. Though they did say as well that those apps can be uninstalled. So maybe it's not as bad as I originally thought. I'm not as disappointed. Okay, fine, whatever. Hey, YouTubers, here's the thing to know. Google just acquired Famebit. If you don't know what Famebit is, it's a marketplace that essentially allows creators to get connected with brands for sponsorship deals and monies. So a brand posts something in the marketplace saying, hey, we want you to say this, do this, promote this product. Here's our price that we're offering. You apply as a creator to that brand. If they accept you, you work together, you release a video, they pay you monies. Boom. It's an easy way to get yourself a sponsorship deal. If you're interested in connecting with any of those brands and working on Famebit, just go ahead. I'll leave a link down in the description below and go check that out and sign up today. There is a limit in terms of how many subscribers you need to have, but that's irrelevant. The link is down below to learn more about Famebit. It is really cool, though, that Google has acquired them. It really shows that this platform, in terms of Famebit, is legitimate. There are other services like it, but Famebit is definitely the most popular. It's been around for about 3 years now, and now it's just Google getting rid of competition, right? It's their creators making money off of a separate platform. It only makes sense that Google just comes in and sweeps them up. Boom, done, cool.
A great way to keep your desk clean and organized is to take the crap that normally just sits up there and wastes space and hide it under the desk. Like your USB hubs. Doesn't need to be up there. But how do you hide it under the desk? How about an industrial strength roll from Velcro brand?
Just cut one piece, put it at the bottom of your desk, and then put another on the back of your USB hub. And then stick it. You're done.
Even cooler? This stuff can hold up to 10 pounds. If you want to buy it for yourself, I'll put a link in the description below.
And that's the show. Hopefully you liked it, you learned something. If you did, be sure to hit the subscribe button down below, click it a ticket. As a reminder, podcast live tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so be sure to tune in. We'll be sharing that link on social, and I'm assuming it'll pop up somewhere in your subscription feed tomorrow, so watch that. And that's it. Stay classy. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't let your balls get wet unless you're a girl. Your balls won't. You don't have balls, so bye.